This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And shall we just crack in?
Yeah, let's.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Yeah, go for it.
Now, do you know what you're in for, Gabby?
Not at all, but maybe that's part of the fun.
Sure, that's part of the fun. That's part of the fun indeed. But yeah, it's not a competition and it's just you guys working out the answers together and yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Excellent. Yeah, we just chat and gag and whatever comes into your head.
Chat and gag. A classic. That should be a show name, truthfully.
Chat and Gag?
Yeah, yeah. Chat and Gag.
The Bend and Snap of the comedy
It's
world.
A great drag show name.
It is. It is indeed. All right, I'll do a little introduction and bring you in. You'll know when to come in. Hi there. Welcome to this special bonus episode of the Saturday Quiz. It's not a full episode and there aren't really any questions. It's just a bunch of bits from the last season that didn't make the final cut. That first little bit was from episode 8 when I had Gabby Bolt and Gillian Cosgriff on the show. It was obviously Gabby's first time doing the Saturday Quiz, and I like to put my guests at ease to let them know that there's no real pressure to answer all the questions correctly. And I promise, if I ever have a drag show, Chat and Gag will be the title. This next one is from episode 24 with my guests Amanda McGregor and John O'Brand, who were on the show to represent the Starlight Children's Foundation. One of the questions in their quiz was about the combined point value of the Q and Z tiles in a game of Scrabble. They got the answer pretty quickly, it's 20, and the episode was already running a little long, so I had to cut this little bit of extra information. So, do you know the name of the man who invented Scrabble?
No, I don't.
No? His name was Alfred Butts, and he was an architect in the United States. And to determine Scrabble's tile values, creator Alfred Butts carefully analyzed letter frequency in various periodicals, including the front page of the New York Times.
I wonder if Alfred Butts is a pseudonym, it's an anagram or something.
Yes. And also, are you allowed to use the word butts in Scrabble?
Oh, you would definitely be allowed to use the word butts. Yeah.
And everyone would laugh.
And do you know one of my favourite pieces of trivia? My name, John, or both my names, John and Leary, are both acceptable Scrabble words.
What?
Oh, really? John as in a bath, a toilet.
John as in a toilet or a sex worker's client.
Yes.
Yes.
And Leary is an...
He's looking a bit leery.
Yeah. He's, you know, someone who is leering. It's a kind of alternate spelling for leery.
Nice.
Yeah. There you go. Sometimes my guests put me on the spot and ask me a question that might have been on the quiz before. This time, Geraldine Haquil and Mark Winter wanted to know the answer to a question from the very first season of the podcast, but not actually from an episode that they were on. I'm happy to report that the answer that comes to me is indeed the correct one.
Do you know what I would like to know the answer to? How many teeth do we have?
We answered this last time we did this.
Yeah, how many teeth?
We answered this last time we did this quiz.
How many teeth do we have?
I think it's 26.
Is it really?
I thought it was more. I thought it was like 32.
If you've still got your things in, you know, your
wisdom.
Have you seen those X? Now that you have a baby, have you seen the X-rays of babies' heads where all their because their teeth are already there, they just haven't come down yet. So all their teeth are in their head, and it's the most frightening-looking thing.
It's horrific.
Yeah. It's like this double mouth in like this tiny little skull.
Amazing.
Crazy.
Our child has got how many teeth now? Four?
Four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening. They're so sharp. Wow. That's a good piece of trivia. Baby's teeth are so sharp.
They really are.
Yeah.
They really are.
Mm.
Okay.
When I had Celia Pakwola and Luke McGregor back for their second appearance on the show, I had this great idea that I would start asking my guests questions that they got wrong from the first time they were on, just to see if they'd learnt anything. Celia Pakwola, Luke McGregor, your question is, the three principal gods of Hinduism are Brahma, Vishnu, and which other one?
I knew that it would be this one. Do you remember? Not knowing it. No, we got close. I feel like I had a good go at it.
Yeah.
It didn't even ring a bell. Like, it's like I was.
It's because like Ganesh is what I think of.
That's what you guessed. Ganesh.
That's what I
guessed. That was your first. Yeah, that was your first guess last time.
Shiva?
Shiva! It is Shiva! McGregor. Well done.
Good on you, remember.
There See, you I go. Just, you did us, learn something.
Some of us learn and some of us live in the moment.
I remember that because Shiva is the second summon you get in Final Fantasy. So it's stuck in my head.
That's good.
Jesus, ice magic from memory.
And for me, in one ear, out the other. No idea.
Very well done.
Thank you.
I often have old friends on the show, and those recording sessions especially tend to go on a little longer as we meander off the track of the actual quiz and end up just sharing a bunch of anecdotes. Here is Matt Widdett and Justin Smith as we start chatting about driving in Italy. What about your Venetian time, Justin?
Donut.
No, you've never been there either.
You bought donuts.
No, haven't done Italy. Haven't done Hungary, haven't done Italy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Lots to do. Lots to do.
We're going to Italy in at the end of this month.
Wow.
Stop it. I know.
It's so exciting.
So exciting.
Mm. Very
it's
exciting.
It's our first time there in 13 years.
We're about.
Are you going to hire a car, Johnny?
We probably will hire a car. A little bit.
Careful. Mental.
Mental. Yeah. What do you know? You haven't even met
No. I just. Soph's dad went and he was just dined out on the story of getting the hire car and then immediately having to join one of those massive roundabouts and just like, what the... Like, he thought he'd kill them all straight away in the hire car. It'd be fun.
Last time we were there, when we were there 13 years ago, I didn't have my license, so Alison had to do the driving. And, you know, just the other day she was like, I'm not driving. You're doing the driving.
Oh, wow.
I got driven once on the Autostrada. I got picked up because I was heading to a film festival in southern Italy, sorry. Right. Near Salerno, this really fabulous kids and families film festival in Gifone, which is just outside of Salerno, so south of Naples. But I got there by arriving at Fiumicino Airport in Rome, and kind of going, where am I?
After like 24 hours of plane.
And this guy with my name on a piece of paper and just grunted. Lovely guy, but didn't speak a word of English, and I didn't speak a word of Italian. And I got into his car and then drove for 3.5 hours down the Autostrada to get down there. And all I remember was this guy breathed very heavily, and it terrified me. So I'm like half asleep. We're driving at 200 kilometres an hour and all I can hear is this. And I'm like, is he awake? Is he awake? Is he snoring? And I'm like, oh God. And he had sunglasses on and he was just like, I thought, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And then towards the end of the trip, he was obviously getting a bit tired. And so he decided, he opened up his ashtray and pulled out an enormous cigar and just shoved it in his mouth and didn't light it, but just sat there with this cigar hanging out. I thought, I'm going to be fine. I'll get there. And I did. Wow. I did. It was fine. But what a trip.
As I was saying about sharing anecdotes with pals, here's one of my own from the episode with Steve Mouzakis and Alison Bell from when Alison and I lived in Los Angeles.
It's always funny how in America, I'm sure you guys got it. I used to get it all the time. Oh, Australia, there's so many things down there that can kill you. I mean, it's frightening, right? I mean, all these. And I'm like, yeah, you know what's not there? You know what we don't have? And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, AR-15s. I'm like, I don't think you should be afraid of Australia. Although, yes, we do have some deadly.
Yeah, the wildlife.
Not as
sure.
many deadly humans.
Yeah, none. Not as deadly humans.
Well, they have mountain lions there, and that always they do have mountain lions. Freaked me out.
I had, oh my God, I've got a very brief story. There was one day we were looking after Patrick Bramall's dog, so Walter, who's a little chihuahua kind of cross.
That's right.
I was walking him. I'd walked Augie to school, and I was walking back with Walter, like just trotting along. And I saw this other dog, like kind of out the front of our house. It was like this big kind of, you know, quite a big dog. And I was like looking around for the owner and there was like no one around. And I was like, oh, that's weird. That's kind of strange. And as I was going towards this dog and I noticed I had like a collar on. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll just get the phone number of the owner. And I noticed that our landlord was in her car, like out the front of our house. And she was like, getting my attention, and she went down the window and she was like, pick up your dog, pick up the dog. And I was like, oh, that's not my dog, I don't know. And she's like, no, pick up your dog. That's a coyote. And I was like, oh my God. So the other dog that I thought was like someone's pet was actually a coyote.
Did it have a collar on it? No,
it had like a tracker,
like it had been tagged.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I was like, oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm getting out of here.
Remember crazy. That greatest scene in Baskets where...
I love Baskets.
Do you remember that coyote scene where she'd taken in a dog?
She'd taken in the... She'd done oh exactly
God, that. And it was a coyote. Yeah. Very so funny.
So how incredible was that performance? Sorry.
So, yeah. good. One of the best
Do you know,
series
I don't
ever.
Think we've watched all that, Al Bell.
Oh, I've got to get back in. Back to the final season.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Speaking of finals, we're up to the final question.
Oh,
it's over.
I'll have to do it. No, sorry. I could keep going. Build it. Oh, no, you could keep going. I could keep going. But it's also been an hour online, so we need to
wrap it up.
I hope you enjoyed this little bonus episode. The podcast in its regular format will return next week for its fifth season. So if you haven't already, please make sure you've subscribed wherever you listen. The show is just about to hit 750,000 downloads, but I'd love to race to 1 million this year. I don't have a marketing team. I've just got you, my listeners, to spread the word. So if you enjoy the quiz, please tell all your friends to listen and even post some links on social media. I make this show in Naam on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. I acknowledge their traditions of sharing knowledge for millennia on this land and pay my respects to their elders, past and present. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.